The DNR board heard 2 hours of public testimony about the wolf season, but in the end made no change to a staff recommendation to allow hunters and trappers to kill 156 wolves this fall. It'll be the state's third wolf hunting season. Some of the public discussion was about a DNR change over the last 2 years in the makeup of the agency's advisory committee on wolves. DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp revealed what her critics have alleged, that wolf hunting opponents were by and large booted out.
When we're charged to manage and to implement a hunt, coming in and telling us don't hunt wolves is not a productive way to run a committee, frankly. That's just the candid way to lay it out. So we had to have people who were willing to work with us in partnership and be willing to help us and advise us along the way in implementing state law.
Rachel Tilseth of Wolves of Douglas County, Wisconsin, was a volunteer DNR tracker of wolves for about a dozen winters. She also attended a few meetings of what used to be called the Wisconsin Wolf Stakeholders Group. Tilseth testified about the wolf hunt proposal during yesterday's meeting and later said she didn't care for Stepp's remarks.
I was just appalled that somebody like Kathy Stepp, who's in charge of this important issue, is saying something like that. It sounds to me like it's a committee that they want made up of wolf killers.
The Wolf Advisory Committee has mainly DNR staff, but also some pro-hunting groups and a few hunting skeptics. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.